Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. This is How They Tell Me the World Ends by Nicole Perelroth is a reported narrative about the modern cyber weapons arms race and the hidden markets, government programs, and private actors that fuel it. Drawing on years of national security journalism, Perelroth maps how software vulnerabilities became strategic assets, traded quietly among brokers, intelligence services, and contractors. The book follows the evolution from early hacking communities and nascent digital espionage to an era where exploits can disable infrastructure, compromise elections, and quietly preposition access inside critical systems. Rather than treating cyber conflict as abstract or purely technical, it frames it as a geopolitical competition shaped by incentives, secrecy, and uneven accountability. Readers are introduced to the logic of zero-day vulnerabilities, the economics of vulnerability discovery, and the policy dilemmas that arise when states both defend networks and hoard tools to break them. The result is an accessible, high-stakes overview of how offensive cyber capability became a defining element of global power. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the rise of zero days as strategic currency, a central theme is how unknown software flaws, often called zero days, shifted from curiosities to high-value instruments of statecraft. The book outlines why a vulnerability that is unknown to a vendor offers a unique advantage. It can be weaponized for stealthy access, intelligence collection, sabotage, or coercion, frequently without immediate detection. Perelroth's reporting highlights the pipeline that turns a bug into an operational capability, including discovery, proof of concept development, pre-fire packaging into an exploit, and integration into broader toolkits. This topic also explores the asymmetric nature of the landscape. Defenders must patch everything, while attackers need only one unpatched weakness. It emphasizes how common software and widely deployed platforms amplify risk because one exploit can scale across sectors and borders. The narrative also underscores the tension between public safety and national advantage. When a vulnerability is kept secret for offensive use, the same weakness can be found and exploited by rivals or criminals. Understanding zero days as strategic currency clarifies why cyber conflict persists below the threshold of conventional war and why the security of everyday systems is increasingly tied to opaque decisions made far from public view. Secondly, the vulnerability marketplace and its incentives. The book examines the emergence of a global marketplace where vulnerabilities and exploits are bought and sold, often under legal gray zones and heavy non-disclosure. This market includes bug bounty programs and responsible disclosure on one end, and exploit brokers and private surveillance vendors on the other. Perelroth describes how price signals shape behavior. If governments and brokers pay vastly more than vendors or defensive programs, researchers are pushed toward secrecy and exclusive sales. The topic highlights how intermediaries create distance between the creator of a tool and its eventual use, complicating ethics and accountability. It also shows how demand expands when more states seek offensive capability, not only major powers, but also smaller governments that can purchase access rather than build it. Another dimension is how commercialization changes operational risk. Tools built for one client can leak, be resold, or be reused by others, turning targeted capabilities into widespread threats. This market logic helps explain why the same types of exploits show up across unrelated incidents and why defensive security teams often feel outpaced. The reader comes away with a clearer sense of the economic engine behind cyber insecurity and why reforms are difficult without changing incentives for disclosure, patching, and transparency. Thirdly, offense and defense in permanent tension. A recurring insight is that the same institutions tasked with protecting national networks may also pursue offensive access, creating unavoidable conflicts. Perelroth explores how intelligence agencies justify stockpiling vulnerabilities to penetrate adversary systems, while civilian agencies and the private sector need those vulnerabilities disclosed and patched to protect everyone. This topic clarifies why policy debates over vulnerability disclosure processes matter in practical terms. If a flaw is retained for operations, it leaves hospitals, utilities, and businesses exposed until the issue is eventually found and fixed, which may be too late. The book also emphasizes the operational realities that blur lines between espionage and attack. Prepositioning inside critical systems can be described as reconnaissance, but it can also be interpreted as preparation for disruption, raising escalation risks. Another element is institutional inertia. Offensive programs can be rewarded by measurable successes, while defensive improvements are harder to quantify and may be underfunded. Perelroth's framing encourages readers to see cyber risk not as purely technical, but as a governance problem involving oversight, incentives, and interagency competition. It also suggests why public trust erodes when major breaches occur, and later revelations show that vulnerabilities were known somewhere, but not shared broadly enough to prevent harm. Fourthly, From covert operations to blowback and proliferation, the book highlights how cyber weapons once developed rarely remain controlled indefinitely. Even highly sophisticated tools can escape through leaks, theft, repurposing, or simple reuse by others who find traces and adapt them. This topic focuses on blowback, the unintended consequences when offensive capabilities spread beyond their original context. Perlroth connects the dots between elite tool development and the downstream effects on ordinary organizations that become collateral damage. When a weaponized exploit becomes public, criminals can integrate it into ransomware or wormable attacks, scaling harm globally in hours. The narrative also underscores how secrecy can magnify damage, because defenders cannot patch what they do not know. Proliferation is not limited to code, it includes expertise, supply chains, and the normalization of using cyber tools as routine instruments of power. The reader is prompted to consider how digital weapons differ from traditional arms control, since replication costs are low and attribution is contested. The broader implication is that each new offensive development can increase systemic fragility, especially when it targets foundational protocols or widely used software. The theme builds an argument that long-term security requires reducing the conditions that allow high-end capabilities to cascade into widespread disruption. Lastly, policy, accountability, and the search for cyber stability. Perlroth's reporting points toward the difficulty of building stable norms in a domain where capabilities are hidden and verification is hard. This topic explores the policy questions that arise once cyber weapons are treated as national assets. Who decides when to disclose a vulnerability, what oversight exists, and what legal frameworks apply across borders? The book surfaces the imbalance between private sector ownership of much critical infrastructure and the state-level competition that targets it. That mismatch leaves companies bearing the cost of geopolitical conflict while lacking authority to deter adversaries. The discussion also touches on the limits of deterrence in cyberspace. When attacks can be plausibly denied and attribution takes time, responses are delayed, contested, or misdirected, which can invite continued probing. Perlroth emphasizes that transparency and accountability mechanisms lag behind the speed of operations and the scale of harm. The topic also highlights possible directions for reform: stronger disclosure processes, improved security standards, investment in defensive capacity, and international efforts to define red lines. Even without definitive solutions, the book equips readers to evaluate proposals critically by understanding what is technically feasible, what is politically constrained, and how incentives shape real-world outcomes. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a clear, deeply reported understanding of why cyber incidents keep escalating, including policymakers, business leaders, security professionals, journalists, and curious general readers who follow world affairs. It benefits the reader's life by making digital risk legible. Instead of treating breaches as random failures, it shows the systems of incentives and secrecy that make insecurity persistent, which helps readers ask better questions at work, vote more thoughtfully on security policy, and make more informed decisions about technology and organizational resilience. The book is also useful for anyone building or buying security programs, because it reframes cybersecurity as strategic risk management, not merely IT hygiene. Compared with many similar titles that focus on a single hack, a narrow technical domain, or speculative future threats, Perlroth offers a broad map of the ecosystem researchers, brokers, agencies, vendors, and the geopolitical stakes connecting them. That scope makes it worth buying as a foundational primer on the cyber weapons economy and its consequences. Readers come away understanding not only what can go wrong, but why it keeps happening, and what trade-offs shape the path toward greater stability and accountability. If you would like to support Nicole Perlroth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.